listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Southwest and Great Southern local news. Here's what's making news Monday, June 5. A strong cold front is set to strengthen further towards the southwest this morning. It may bring more damaging winds, heavy rainfall and hail through to tomorrow. It's expected to be the windiest system to impact the region so far this year. Bunbury police have welfare concerns for missing woman Jaya. She was last seen around Frankel Street in Kerry Park on Saturday evening. She's around 27 years of age, 160 centimetres tall, with a slim build and collar-length black hair. We're reminded double demerits are in place as we celebrate WA Day. Police will be out in full force across the southwest and Great Southern, targeting speed, driver inattention and mobile phone use. RAC spokesperson Rhys Heron says the message is to slow down and keep safe, with thousands said to be travelling on our regional roads.
For those taking a trip, please drive to the conditions, ditch those distractions, take regular breaks and really be patient with your fellow road users. We want everyone to reach their destinations safely.
Mugga River Police are appealing for information relating to an assault. On May 19, a man in his 30s attempted to intervene in a physical altercation before being assaulted himself. Authorities have released CCTV footage of the people involved. Get in touch with Crime Stoppers if you can identify them. To local sport, the Southwest Slammers were not enough for the Rockingham Flames in the men's NBL 1 West at the weekend. The side coming out on top with a massive the side getting defeated by 55 points, 117-62. They'll try their luck again when they take on the Goldfields Giants this weekend. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.